reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome in to another new edition of your PDGA Radio News for September 17th, 2010. I'm Steve Kaczynski. This week, we're covering results from last weekend's disc golf action all over the world, as well as taking our usual look at the upcoming tournament schedule that includes the U.S. Championships just around the corner. Those weekly features, along with your disc golf news segment covering the past week, it includes a pro disc golfer's run-in with the police. Yeah, those stories and more ahead on the one and only PDGA Radio News. It's been a relatively quiet week in the world of disc golf. We do have it all covered for you coming up. But we'll begin things this week with a rundown of the winners from around the PDGA Tour last weekend, which covered the period of September 10th through the 12th. We'll start in Newton, Pennsylvania, for the lone A-tier on the schedule. It was the Eric C. Yetter Champions Cup, where Nico LaCastro jumped out to a big lead after the early rounds and cruised into a three-throw victory over Steve Brinster, with Joe Mila another eight throws back in third place. Jim Myers won in Masters, Sarah Hokum won for the women, and Patrick Roy won by three in advanced. For B-tier results, we'll find Shane Anderson winning a three-person playoff to claim the state title in Montana, beating out Christian Dietrich and Damian Hoffman for the win in the extra holes. Kelsey Wilmerding won the women's title, and the older Shane Anderson wins in Masters, edging Steve Simmons and Glenn Whitlock. Coda Hatfield won the Twisted Flyer Open, that in Oklahoma City. Ron Convers won by 10 in Kansas at the Frontier Open. Aaron Deal got a win in Indiana. Michael Olse, David Hemmeline, and Eric McCabe all win in Texas. Jeff Bates won in California. Kevin Maloney got the win in Oregon. Brad Schick won the Pleasant Valley Classic in West Virginia. Brett Comincioli wins in Illinois. Scott Bertard won in Wisconsin. Chris Claring in Iowa. And Ricky Wysocki won in Ohio. Trying to run down some of the C-tier winners, you'll find Mike Kane winning the Washington State Championships. Alec Cook wins South Dakota Championships. Michael Johansson by two over Jeremy Colling in South Carolina for the state title, with Terry Gallups winning in North Carolina. Christian Olsen and Chris Schmidt both win in Minnesota. Al Shack, Rick Hunt, DJ Hunt, and Al Shack again all win in Michigan at various events, while other winners on the tour include Jake Nye, Blair Bowes, Jay Embry, Ben Boddy, Matt Buono, Josh Childs, Russell Burns, Will Shustrick, Mike Hovland, Chauncey Donaldson, and Dave Northrup. The full list of results from all of these tournaments and others can be found, of course, online from PDGA.com. It could almost be considered a slow weekend when looking at the PDGA tournament calendar for this upcoming weekend covering September 18th and 19th, with just 28 sanctioned events listed, but they do include a pair of A-tiers, both on the East Coast in Maryland and Georgia. The Augusta Classic is in Appling, Georgia, on the grounds of the International Disc Golf Center and the PDGA headquarters, with world champions Ken Climo, Cam Todd, Nate Doss, Dave Feldberg, and Avery Jenkins all expected to be in attendance competing. Of course, Feldberg and Jenkins, along with Kayla Visca, are PDGA board members. They're all in town for the PDGA's annual Fall Summit meetings, which were this past Thursday and Friday, staying for the weekend to compete. The other A-tier is in Marriottsville, Maryland, for the pros' turn at the Patapsco Picnic. B-tiers include the Oregon State Championships in Portland. California will have the Fault Line Classic. In Texas, Dynamic Discs is hosting the Louisville Open. The Elk Creek Classic is in Virginia. The Roane County Tournament is in Tennessee. The Davies County Tournament is in Kentucky. Hub City Open will be in Iowa, and also B-tiers in Nebraska, Ohio, and Massachusetts. C-tiers include Minnesota, Florida, Idaho, North Carolina, Indiana, and Arkansas international events for Japan, Finland, Germany, three of them in Sweden, along with Ontario, Canada, and the Provincial Championships for British Columbia, also in Canada. A reminder here that the U.S. Women's Championships are coming up September 24th through the 26th in Jacksonville, North Carolina, with the U.S. doubles the following weekend in Charlotte and Rock Hill, North Carolina, October 1st through the 3rd, that is, with the U.S. DGC the following weekend, October 6th through the 9th. Don't go away, there's more PDGA Radio still to come.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
Well, it's time now for your PDGA Radio News update for the week of September 17th, 2010. Leading things off is a story from Rapid City, South Dakota, reported by the Associated Press. They report pro disc golfer Jeff Leyland of Bowling Green, Kentucky, was arrested this past Monday, now facing serious felony drug charges in South Dakota. The 35-year-old Leyland was on his way home from a disc golf tournament, the Montana State Championships, where he tied for ninth place, when he was pulled over east of Rapid City by the South Dakota State Patrol, apparently with what police say was more than 75 pounds of marijuana hidden within his sports utility vehicle. According to the report, the officer's drug dog detected the drugs during a perimeter search following the traffic stop. A subsequent full search of the vehicle revealed the massive amounts of marijuana stowed in the vehicle. Leyland was charged with possession of marijuana, felony possession with intent to distribute, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The felony charges carry a maximum penalty of 15 years in prison. Leyland has been a PDGA member since 2001 and also previously lived in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and had been a sponsored member of Innova's Pro Team, although his profile page has now been deleted from their website. He is currently rated 1,003 with 12 career PDGA wins in the pro division, including one earlier this year at the Lexington Open. His career earnings from PDGA events total about $23,000 over that time frame. Now some positive news coming from Fayetteville, New York, where officials with the Green Lake State Park are said to be considering adding a disc golf course into the park's new master plan. The park manager says the proposed plan contains many exciting elements, including an environmental center, opportunities for basketball and disc golf, along with changes and upgrades to the state park's trails, all trying to make the park a better place while giving more recreational opportunities for all of the users. Anyone who wants to comment on the Green Lake State Park master plan can still do so through October 8th. So add in your voice and let them know there is support for the disc golf course. Now from South Dakota, where officials from the Spearfish Canyon disc golf course are urging players to come play the area's newest course. It's 18 holes and includes what's claimed to be the state's longest hole. The course is located past the Spearfish City Campground on South Canyon Street in Spearfish, right before driving up into the mountain plains. It covers approximately 50 acres of city land, also state game, fish, and parks land, which the city leases. Stay with us. PDGA Radio concludes after this.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know the benefits of being a PDGA member? Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio News for September 17th, 2010. Before we wrap things up, do have one more story to report on. It's from a town in central Washington called Clee Ellum. They're a business owner who had set up a disc golf course on city property without getting city permission first, finally got the go-ahead he's been waiting for earlier this week. Mike Kidder, owner of Clee Ellum Bike and Hike, had set up a disc golf course on city property along the railroad tracks in Clee Ellum several years ago. However, city officials told him to take it down because there was a concern about potential liability, instead offering him another location for the course at the end of town in the area known as Hanson Ponds. The new disc golf course will be created with volunteer help and will occupy about 14 acres, becoming the state's 49th course listed in the PDGA course directory. Kidder said local businesses have agreed to donate the money needed for each of the baskets, and they expect to have the course up and ready by next summer, all becoming the 49th course in the state of Washington and the only one within 30 miles of Clee Ellum, a city of about 2,000 people located off I-90, about an hour and a half's drive east of Seattle. And with that, we do conclude this week's edition of your PDGA Radio News. It was for September 17th, 2010. Where'd the summer go? But join me again next week for more of your disc golf news and information. Until then, may your travels be safe, your lives be happy and prosperous. Once again, I'm Steve Kaczynski, your host and producer. We'll see you out on the course.
Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.